Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome to this week's edition of Navigating Abundant Retirement. I'm Carol Dewey, and today we're diving into a powerful development from Washington that could reshape both the market and your long-term financial strategy. If you're a business owner, high-income professional, or someone responsible for a family legacy, this is one you can't afford to ignore. Over the July 4th holiday, President Trump signed the One Big Beautiful Bill, an economic stimulus wrapped in tax reform, R&D incentives, and infrastructure expansion. At first glance, it's a political story. But when you zoom out, this legislation is full of actionable insights for investors like you. We'll cover what it really means, what sectors to watch, and how your response or lack of it could impact your future net worth. The first part is the art of the deal returns. Taco, Trump always chickens out. That's the meme making the rounds. But whether you call it retreat or strategy, the truth is that Trump's negotiation playbook from the art of the deal is back in full force. We've seen it on tariffs, major announcements followed by renegotiations, then compromise. That pattern spooks the market, then rewards disciplined investors who understand how to buy the dip. This isn't just headline noise. It's becoming a market rhythm. If you're managing a business or a large investment portfolio, volatility isn't your enemy. It's your clue. Our clients who understand the political cycle as an economic cycle are making smarter, calmer decisions. This is the advantage of partnering with a guide who sees beyond the noise. And Taco is nothing new. It's just a rebranding, evidently unwelcome to the White House, of Trump's signature negotiation style profiled in The Art of the Deal. We have discussed The Art of the Deal in several previous episodes because it is heavily guiding the trade negotiations happening with dozens of major trading partners right now. It started in relatively smaller scale in January and February when Trump fired the first salvo of his tariff policy at our biggest trading partners, Mexico and Canada. As you'll remember, those initial big rates were later delayed to make room for trade talks, which in some ways are still ongoing and in other ways are already settled. Trump resolved to fight again in 30 days. Then April's Liberation Day, the emotional wounds of which are still fresh in the hearts of investors everywhere, and financial wounds if you cashed out and subsequently missed the recovery rally. Trump unleashed scores of tariffs larger than anyone anticipated. The stock market felt immediate pain, falling nearly 20% from the late February peak to its early April trough. But once again, negotiations began. The tariff can got kicked down the road. Word of trade deals with China and other large economic powers began creeping out, and while nothing is minted yet, major compromises have been made, which have directly correlated with the stock market's rise. At one point, tariffs on China were at 145% and an additional 20% tied to fentanyl. China retaliated with 25% tariffs, and today those numbers are 30% and 10% respectively, with a deal still in the works. In the last couple of weeks, a deal with Vietnam was reached, with tariffs still in place on Vietnam, but with U.S. goods allowed to enter the country duty-free. So here's what you need to understand. Even though the book hasn't closed on these tariffs, there's a strong perception that major trade deals will inevitably bring clarity. You can call it Taco or Art of the Deal or whatever you like. The point is, these trade deals are being negotiated and the markets are broadly optimistic. Now, what do we see today? Trump is enacting a bunch more tariffs on much smaller trading partners like Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, Kazakhstan, Tunisia, Laos, South Africa, Myanmar, and more. Makes for a great headline, but then you realize that the collective value of the imports from these countries is around $350 billion. Or close to half are imports from the EU. This White House is teaching investors to wrangle the chaos in their favor by, in no small words, buying the dip. When you see markets go nutty over the newest tariff headache, that should be your cue to start looking for great buys. And that's not the only clue. This leads us to the second part, the tax bill that's actually a stimulus plan. What looks like an extension of the 2017 tax cuts is, in fact, a wide-reaching stimulus effort. With corporate tax rates remain low, interest deduction limits are expanded, R&D deductions re-energized, defense, infrastructure, and border budgets are ballooned. This is where the bill becomes personal for you. If you own a mid-sized business or are sitting on a concentrated position in growth-oriented stocks, this bill just handed you an incentive to invest, expand, and plan smarter. But the real value isn't just in knowing this, it's in acting on it while the window's still open. Over the July 4 weekend, Congress passed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. It's being touted mainly as a permanent extension of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. But on top of that, it's really a heap of stimulative government spending. Where this takes the U.S. on its fiscal path is a story for another time. The short version is nowhere good. But until then, let's look at how this bill stimulates the market. The tax cut extensions alone are significant. Corporate taxes will remain favorable for the foreseeable future, which is what any investor in a large corporation, just about all of us, want to see, at least when it comes to investment returns. But just as significant is the new ability for businesses to deduct equipment and research and development costs from their taxes, this is huge for high growth tech, in particular, which invest heavily in R&D. Not only that, tax deductions for loan interest payments has been expanded. That further brings down the cost to borrow for growing businesses. That's not to mention the hundreds of billions being spent on defense and national security, border enforcement, infrastructure, and more. But let's stay focused on where these tax cuts will make the biggest impact. Remember how we've looked at which types of tech stocks tend to outperform the benchmark? Finding that indebted tech firms were the ticket. That's only more true now with high growth companies able to deduct research and development costs from their taxes. And from what I see, this action is poised especially to benefit mid-cap stocks. Which brings us to part three, which is mid-caps may be the real winners. So let's talk about investments. Mid-cap companies, those with room to grow but stable enough to weather storms, are poised to benefit the most from the One Big Beautiful Bill's incentives. Just look at the historical data from 2003 to 2010, mid-caps outperformed both small and large caps. Today, valuations and momentum suggest we may be at the start of another breakout. And in tax benefits for R&D heavy interest leveraged firms, the mid-caps could lead the next bull wave. Most of our high net worth clients are already overexposed to large cap tech or legacy sectors. A timely reallocation towards select mid-caps could not only improve upside, but also align your risk with the shifting political and economic landscape. Take a look at this chart of the mid-cap S&P 400 versus the large-cap S&P 500. This monthly chart, going back to the turn of the century, shows that from around 2003 to 2010, mid-caps gained 50% against large-cap stocks. This period of time was what largely contributed to mid-caps' long-run outperformance against both large and small-cap stocks, with that benchmark returning more than 2,500% versus the 1,500% for the S&P 500. We can also see that back in 2002, mid-cap outperformance stalled for a bit around 0.5, consolidated, and then broke above that level, the same level we recently bounced off last week. Note also the rate of change indicator at the bottom. That's calculated with a 12-month rolling plot and a 12-month moving average. As mid-caps have continued to lose ground against large caps, the ROC has slowed down significantly. I think this points to some strong outperformance in mid-caps going forward. The sector is so relatively cheap compared to large caps, it's destined to play catch-up. And the new tax benefits in the One Big Beautiful Bill lend a helping hand to smaller companies still in growth mode. That's not to say large caps won't benefit. In fact, they'll probably be the largest beneficiaries in terms of total tax dollars saved, but it won't make nearly as big of an impact on those growth rates as it will on the mid caps. Here's a quick screen of mid caps that rate well on Louis Novelier's Stock Grader, one of the top analysts in the country that I follow, which we'll talk more about in a second. Which brings us to the fourth part in our discussion today. The AI infrastructure race is on. Here's something almost no one's talking about. July 22nd marks the expiration of a Trump executive order on national AI infrastructure. Behind the scenes, Silicon Valley leaders Musk, Sachs, Thiel have all rallied around Trump to ensure America wins this digital arms race. When that clock runs out, expect a flurry of contracts, funding, and legislation, all of which could ignite a new wave of AI-related investment opportunities. If you're looking to future-proof your portfolio or your business operations, AI infrastructure should be on your radar. And if you're not already preparing for this shift, you're already behind. Are you ready for Trump's next big market move? Before I go, I'd like you to hear from someone who's directly plugged into Trump world, because he believes that Trump's next announcement could change the game yet again. Louis Novelier has some wonderful memories of bringing his family to parties at Mar-a-Lago. The Noveliers live nearby and get invited pretty regularly to shake hands with senators and billionaires. His son went to school with the son of Howard Lutnick, which is how Louis got to know the now Secretary of Commerce. Louis is worth listening to. For the past 40 years, he's been recommending the best of the best growth stocks based on the very same grading system that pulled the list of mid-cap stocks I showed you before. From everything Louis saw and heard, he was among the first to realize that Trump 2.0 would bring us a huge push to revitalize manufacturing, energy, and AI. And boy, has it ever. Now, with his famous signature drying on the big tax bill, Trump can turn to the next chapter. One so important to his circle of advisors that they consider it a matter of national security. See, Trump has no intention of losing that AI race to China. And that's why Elon Musk, David Sachs, and Peter Thiel all came together to support him in the first place. In fact, one of his executive orders put a specific deadline on a plan to overhaul and secure America's AI infrastructure. That clock runs out on July 22nd. And when it does, the companies that can provide this infrastructure are set to dominate the previous class of AI stocks. So where does that leave you? With an opportunity and a choice. This bill, this administration, this economic environment, it's giving proactive investors a chance to optimize. But waiting, as we discussed in last week's webinar, has a cost, especially for business owners, high-income professionals, and retirees who've worked too hard to leave things to chance. As always, we're here to help and navigate this evolving landscape. And as I say often, the smartest financial decision is usually the one you make today. Thank you for joining today's session. If you're ready to take action on what we've covered, schedule your complimentary lifestyle and legacy assessment today. Let's make sure you're not leaving money or opportunity on the table. Until next time, stay wise, stay well, and keep moving forward with purpose. I'm Carol Dewey, and I'll see you in the next episode.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida-registered investment advisor firm.